for this morning, going over this new marketing tool which we have recently innovated, and let you know that at this point we have not fully tested this, so I don't know all the ins and outs as far as exactly how it's going to work, but I think the indications are that it can be a pretty valuable resource and a pretty valuable tool for you to use this little marketing evaluation. Now, you've got a master of this right here. This is a master, so you can go back and reproduce these. But what this is designed to do is basically allow you or a sales rep, someone who is not fully trained as a consultant, to go out and sell your services, and which you can then come in and charge a fee for your consulting. Essentially, what it was, the reason this was developed was as a methodology to be able to charge for the opportunity consultation that we do. Because what we discovered is that in doing that opportunity consultation, Richard and I ended up giving a tremendous amount of valuable help and valuable advice and tools and everything else that we felt, you know, we ought to figure out a way to charge for it. And so we wanted to test the idea of having someone who is not a trained consultant but is trained to sell the service go out and actually sell what we call a marketing audit and strategy development session, customized marketing plan, 30-day fast start, and so on. And this little marketing evaluation is the tool that enables them to do that. And the way this would work is basically as follows. You would have a prospect, which you acquire through any of the other prospecting means we've talked about, you know, cold calling, seminars, workshops, whatever. Go out and you'd have the salesperson go out and see the prospect and take them through this little evaluation. Now, basically, the way you sell the meeting, okay, the initial client meeting for the sales rep, is that you sell it as a free marketing evaluation. It will take about 15 to 20 minutes and will show you the potential that exists in your company for growth. There's no cost, there's no obligation, and it will be a very valuable little exercise that will give you some good insights on how to grow your business. That's how it's sold. That's how it's positioned with the, you know, the sales rep positions it with the prospect. So then the sales rep or you, whoever, would go out and take the client through this little marketing evaluation. And the way this thing works is that, well, you customize it for each of the prospects. On the front cover, you put, you know, prepared exclusively and confidentially for XYZ computer store, presented to, you know, Bob Jones, prepared by Doug Clough, and the date that you're going to do it. So, you know, the client actually gets to keep this. Then you go out and you take them through this evaluation. And essentially, it's really easy. The sales rep just can basically go through it. You want to be familiar enough with the wording here so that you can just talk about it and tell folks about it as opposed to just reading it. But you know, essentially what it does, it introduces the company. 21st Century Marketing System is a proven marketing system developed by veteran marketing experts Richard Johnson and Doug Clough. You'll also notice that on the left side of each page there is a whole bunch of little, you know, success stories. So yeah, so point that out to the prospect and show them these are some of the successes that we've had. Since 1989, hundreds of companies like yours have implemented this system and have seen dramatic increases in their business in a relatively short period of time. In fact, full implementation of the 21st Century Marketing System will guarantee sales and profits increasing by 25 to 100% or more. The reason this system is so effective in helping your business to grow is that it takes a non-traditional approach to marketing. Prospect says, well, what's a non-traditional approach? Well, the traditional view of marketing is to grow your business by generating more prospects who will hopefully become customers. This is often done through some type of advertising. Then you have your little cartoon here. What's the most popular form of gambling among small businesses? Well, it's advertising, you know, because you never know if it's going to work, if it's not, you know, you can end up losing a great deal of money. First Century Marketing Systems looks at marketing differently. First, basically what you'll notice here, this is your USP, right? Identify your hidden marketing assets. Many times as a business owner, it's easy to get so involved in the day-to-day operation of your business that you will overlook many of the marketing assets that are just sitting there in your business. These hidden marketing assets may take many different forms, but if they could be leveraged and optimized, these assets could produce $10,000 to $1 million in additional revenue and profit for your company. You may already have many of these in your business. Do any of these exist in your company? And then you take them through the list of hidden assets. Do you have past customers? Well, yeah, check that. Do you have special knowledge or expertise? Well, yeah, check that. Do you have a unique product or service? Yeah. Underperforming salespeople? Yeah. Advertising that doesn't get results? Yeah. Present customers? Yeah. Relationships? Average units? So right on down the line here and check. And what you will find is that virtually every business can check every single one of these boxes. Okay? Or are you making any of these marketing mistakes? Not promoting your USP or EVP? And they say, well, what's that? Well, if you're not doing it, you're probably not doing it. Now, you don't want to get into a big, long discussion here about what it is. You just say, well, you know, if you don't know what it is, you're probably not doing it, okay? Running ineffective image advertising, yeah? Cutting prices on the front end with no back-end marketing plan, yeah? Not testing all components of your marketing, yeah? Not using effective headlines. Building on only one or two marketing pillars. Not using joint ventures. Do your ads tease and titillate instead of teach and educate, okay? And most businesses are going to check most of these boxes, and you want to go through these pretty quick, you know, and just check them off. You're doing this, yeah. Doing this, yeah. Doing this, yeah. So you have a wealth of marketing assets. And 21st century marketing systems will help you to identify and redeploy these assets in a way that will give you dramatic growth increases without having to invest a lot of money or without having to make a lot of costly and time-consuming changes in your business. That's pretty exciting. Second, grow in three ways. The genius behind the 21st century marketing system is that it will leverage and optimize your existing marketing assets and grow your business in three ways all the time. Now, what are the three ways we're going to list here? Well, number one, the 21st century marketing system will help you to get more prospects. Secondly, it's going to help you to increase closing rates. Thirdly, it's going to help you to maximize customer worth, both in terms of A, increased average unit sale, and B, increased repeat purchasing. We're going to grow your business in all three ways. The 21st century marketing system will give you exponential growth in both sales and profits. Now, what's exponential growth? Well, let's see if we can find out for your company and see if your company can experience exponential growth. This evaluation will tell you. Step one, define your present situation. So, what is your gross sales? Boom. Okay? Now, let me just point out on this sheet here, these blanks that are filled, they're in bold, present gross sales, desired growth in percentage, and desired growth in dollars. This information you need to have, okay? The other information, enables you to do the circles. Remember the pies that I taught you yesterday, doing market potential and market share and all that? You know how to do that, and it can be this can be valuable. You know, especially you go into a client and you have this filled out. You're going into the local, clothing store and you fill out the market potential for clothing in the market. You can show them exactly this is how much market potential is in your market, and based on your gross sales, your market share is only 5% or whatever. So, you know, there's a lot of room for growth. Okay, you know how to do that. Okay, so you get all the information here. You notice this is exactly like it is on the opportunity analysis worksheet. Step two, know your key ratios. These ratios and averages help to identify or help to define your present situation and will help you to determine your growth potential. Average customer worth, closing ratio, and then, just like you do on your opportunity analysis worksheet, you determine the number of customers last 12 months and the number of prospects the last 12 months. And, of course, there's how you figure that out. Okay, are there any questions about this information? Okay. Then you say, now let's see what was going to happen if you, how you can achieve your growth objective. So you fill in the present, you notice this matrix is the same as on your opportunity analysis worksheet. So let's just fill in here, what is your present situation? Number of prospects times closing ratios equals the number of buyers times average customer worth equals gross sales. That's where you are today. Now, grow by 10%. Now, there's three ways that you can do that. One, increase the prospects. You take them right through it, clear, you know, right, just like you did in the opportunity analysis. Just work it right through the matrix. And you guys know how to do that and show them. And the net growth you'll realize then would be X amount, and the actual exponential growth achieved would be X amount. And then here down on the bottom, this is the exponential growth factors. If they grow 10% in each area, the exponential growth is 33%, 15%, 53%, and so on down the line. So you can just quickly refer to that and see the kind of exponential growth that can be achieved. Now, by the time you've gotten them through this point, generally they're pretty excited, okay? And they're seeing the potential that's in their business. And then so the third step then is to implement a proven and guaranteed marketing system to achieve that exponential growth. 21st Century Marketing Systems is an outsourced provider of proven and guaranteed marketing systems. We can help you to establish your own marketing system that will allow you to consistently grow your business in three ways and to perhaps achieve exponential growth. We can work with you in any of four different ways. Okay, now, these are the four packages, the four different ways in which we have packaged our services, and you know, you can do the same thing as far as how you sell. The first thing we can do is to conduct a complete marketing audit and strategy development meeting. Secondly, we create a customized marketing system and plan for implementation. Third, conduct a 30-day fast start program at your business. Now, if you have an outside sales rep selling these things for you, I would only have them sell those first three. Full project implementation, you're going to sell on your own after you do one of these other two or three things, okay? Everything that 21st Century Marketing Systems will do for you is fully guaranteed. You will at least make back in profit any fees that you pay to us, or we will continue to work for you at no charge until you do, okay? Now, here's the one sheet on your marketing audit and strategy development meeting. To get you started on your way to exponential growth, 21st Century Marketing Systems will come into your business and conduct an in-depth marketing audit and strategy development meeting. What you are going to do in that marketing audit is essentially take them through the opportunity analysis, much the same as you've learned. What this meeting will help you to do is, one, identify hidden marketing assets in your business. Two, discover new ways to leverage those assets for exponential growth. So, the thing that you might do a little bit differently in the marketing audit than you would do in a normal opportunity meeting is that, you know, you would identify those assets and also give them ideas and ways in which to leverage them. You see, Ben, it was just like you yesterday when you asked me, well, what should I do about this video store? And we just sat down for 10, 15 minutes and I gave you, you know, two, three ideas of things that you could do to leverage those assets, right? That's the same kind of thing that you want to do.
You don't do the USP?
You don't do the USP project. You do the, you know, you do the USP analysis, and you know, you would say to them, you know, this could potentially be your USP, or this, or this, or okay.
You don't develop one
and go through all that. No, okay. This marketing audit is just a one-time meeting. Okay, it's just strictly that they are paying you for your advice and for your expertise in about an hour and a half to 2 hour meeting. Okay. And so you need to make sure that you give them enough value, all right? And again, a good example of that was yesterday when Ben asked me, well, I've got this video store, what should I do with it? And, you know, we just sat down, and in 10 or 15 minutes, I gave him two or three ideas on things that he could do to greatly, you know, enhance their growth. And so that's the kind of approach that you want to take, obviously taking it to a little bit more, right, a little bit more depth than you would in a normal opportunity meeting, okay? Learn how to get maximum impact out of every marketing dollar you invest. Uncover new sources of highly qualified prospects for your product or service. Now, uncovering new sources of highly qualified prospects, basically what you do is you teach them about alliances. And you brainstorm with them companies and other businesses who they could set up alliances and work with. Okay? Identify potential marketing mistakes that could be costing you thousands of dollars each year. Well, you know those marketing mistakes and advertising mistakes, things that we've talked about. You identify those and teach them ways in which they could correct them. Learn how to make each marketing dollar you invest accountable and productive. Discover how to create a competitive advantage, and this is USP. Create a competitive advantage that's guaranteed to make your company stand out from your competition. You teach them about USP. develop a number of new marketing strategies that you can put to work today that will greatly enhance your bottom line. Okay? Now, use that tool, the 50 marketing strategies that I gave you. You can look through there and find ideas and tools and strategies that you can customize and implement for a variety of different companies. So essentially what you do in this marketing audit and strategy development meeting is provide them with enough value, enough ideas, enough usable tools that they feel as though that they have gotten, good value from the session. Your marketing audit and strategy development meeting will be conducted by a senior marketing consultant from 21st Century Marketing Systems, which would be you. It'll take about 1.5 to 2 hours at your business. Your fee, now, we've kind of tested some pricing here. We don't know exactly where to recommend you to be at this point, but this is kind of what we're working with. Fees based on the size of the company. Under $1 million in sales, $195. 1 to 3 million, $295. 3 to 5, $395. And over $5 million in sales, $595. They only pay that fee after the meeting is over and after they feel like they've gotten, their value and it's been beneficial and all of that. Okay? Now, at this point, we've just really started using this. We've just really started testing this. Personally, I have done one of these through the whole process, okay? And it was great. I mean, this gal was just in hog heaven. Just thought it was just, the greatest thing that ever happened for her. So, it worked out quite well. Then, the second thing that you could sell them is the customized marketing system and implementation plan. Now, essentially what this is the marketing audit plus a written presentation as far as the strategies that you recommend, plus you give them the 21st Century Marketing System books, which you will purchase from us, and we will, supply those to you. So they get quite a lot of value out of this. And so those would be the books which you have not seen yet because Richard has not brought them over yet. But it's your 21st Century Marketing System. There's two volumes, okay, and it basically is just this whole system written to the business owner, showing them and teaching them how to implement. I mean, it's just the same thing that you've learned all this week. It's just that it's written to the business owner and it comes in a two volume.
These are the ones that went from 95 to 150.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So they get that, and then you would actually, ride out. Yeah.
Ask quick, or
yeah. It's going to go up again. Okay, and then there's the pricing for that. Under $1 million in sales is $595, which includes the marketing audit. So they buy the audit for $195. You then can upsell. Say, listen, for just another $400, we'll write all this up, give you a customized marketing plan, plus you get the books and all that stuff along with it. So it's a good little upsell. Then you have the 30-day fast start new business development plan, which I've already, talked to you guys about. But here's the way it works. The unique program is guaranteed to put money in your pocket within 30 days. After the completion of the marketing audit, we'll help you to identify the one asset you have in your business that could be leveraged the quickest and most profitably. We will then spend one whole day with you helping you to set up a 30-day plan for optimizing that asset and generating a lot of new sales. During the 30 days, we'll coach you through the plan and ensure that you see results. Your fee for the 30-day fast start new business development program includes the complete marketing audit and customized marketing system. So they get the first two things, the audit and the customized system and the books and all that, which you would buy from us for
$195. My God.
No, they're $150, okay? And again, the audit fee is paid after the audit. The balance is paid at the beginning of the 30-day fast start. Any incidental charges, such as printing, mailing, advertising, etc., are not included in this fee and will be paid by the client over and above the consulting fee. Again, no risk guarantee. If after the completion of the 30-day program you've not generated enough additional profit from the program to self-liquidate the fees you have paid, then 21st Century Marketing Systems will continue to work for you at no charge until you do. Okay, and then finally, full project implementation. If after completing the marketing audit, you would like to have 21st Century Marketing Systems implement all of the marketing projects suggested, that can be arranged. This will be of great benefit to you because the time commitment on your part will be minimal. 23 Marketing Systems will, in effect, become your complete outsourced marketing department. Fees and actual steps of implementation will be determined after the completion of the audit. However, the fees generally run from about $800 to $2,000 per project. Again, any work that is done for you will be fully guaranteed, and that if you don't realize enough sales and profit increases to offset any fees you've paid, then 21st Century Marketing Systems will continue to work for you at no charge until you do. Okay? So, this is great. Yes?
When you're using this, I can see where you could sell step one and step two and full project. If you sold step one, step two, and a 30-day start, wouldn't that more or less be in place of full project if they're not quite willing to go that?
Yeah, probably.
So the 30-day start is where you would take, you got a guy that just has a hot asset, and you know it, he knows it, they want to get it going quick, and so you kind of have to just, your goal is to take that one asset. Be it sales training, be it the USP, be it ads, changing his ads, be working a reactivation letter, and you know, work that for 30 days and get it in place. You might still turn around and say, okay, let's go back and do USP. Let's go back and do
that. Yeah, see, I'm doing a 30-day fast start right now with this place called, well, I won't tell you the name of it, but what it does is they rent offices to, you know, small businesses, like people that are just moving out of their home or something and they want an office space. And so I'm doing a 30-day fast start with him. And what we identified there as being the hottest asset was not following up on any of the leads they were getting. Okay, so I went in and set up a follow-up system and then just kind of fine-tuned the ad that they were running a little bit, and that's what we're working on for the next 30 days. So I don't know what we'll do beyond that, if anything.
Sell them an evaluation and this other couple.
That was just the fast start. Yeah, and so you can do that. I mean, you can go in and do the fast start without, you know, going through all this other stuff. I mean, you can do any of this without. Yeah. What the whole intent was behind the development of this marketing evaluation, marketing audit was twofold. Number one, the marketing evaluation, you can teach a salesperson who is not a consultant to go out and do it. They can go out and sell your services, okay? And we now have some salespeople who are doing this and are starting to sell them, okay? And that was the first intent. Second intent was that you could now get paid for the opportunity analysis, which heretofore has been free, okay? Because essentially what we found is that we'd go out and we'd spend an hour and a half with them and go through the opportunity meeting. We'd teach them a lot of great things, give them a lot of great ideas, and hope that we would then sell projects. But if we didn't, we've already given them all that great stuff, you know, and they've got a lot of benefit out of it with no fees. So
this is just a preliminary step for the opportunity.
Yeah.
That this allows this to be the free one so that you can charge them for that.
That you can charge them for that, exactly. Now, I guess there was also a third objective behind this as well, and that being that this gives us a tool that we can do long-distance consulting with over the phone. Now, we're experimenting and testing right now. We've Greg Smith at PMMG has got dozens or literally hundreds of leads that he's generated off that card pack all over the country, which he is now sending out a package with the marketing evaluation form in it. Then salespeople are calling up on, after the prospect has received the evaluation, salesperson calls them up on the phone, takes them through this over the phone, sells them an audit with Richard or I, which we then go and do over the phone. And you can do that. I mean, you can easily do that marketing audit over the phone. You can also do the customized marketing plan and everything else over the phone as well. So it's a tool to use long distance. So, conceivably, you could work, with clients all over the place over the phone using this system. Now, it's still pretty early on. I mean, see, we just started this basically in the last couple of weeks, so I can't give you, you know, any real indication as far as closing rates or how it works or anything like that. All I do know is that the few folks that we've done it with, it's been very, very positive.
Visa and MasterCard.
Okay, now that's the next thing. Here, your salesman has this little request for marketing services. Okay. Actually, that's one of the old ones. Let me give you a new updated one. Okay. You have here then your this little request for marketing services sheet, which, you know, your sales guy, after he does the evaluation, it says, okay, now you want to schedule a marketing audit. Yeah, I'd like to do that. So boom, they just check it. Fee for the marketing audit, $195, and the company's name, principal's name, et cetera, date scheduled for the audit, time of the audit. Note, you'll need to allocate about 1.5 to 2 hours of uninterrupted time. Please complete the business questionnaire prior to the marketing audit. Now, there's a master for the business questionnaire, and there's questionnaire. They leave that with the client to fill out prior to the marketing audit, and then they give the yellow copy of this to the prospect, white copy they bring back to the office. So, and then they check the form of payment. Are they going to pay cash, check, MasterCard, or Visa? And then that way we know when we go out to do the audit to be prepared if it's going to be a credit card. You know, we take the appropriate supplies and whatnot. So, it's just a whole neat little system, and I think can work out really dandy. Now, the reason that you have them fill out the marketing asset questionnaire is so that that will save you time in the audit. This kind of answers a lot of the questions that would be on the opportunity analysis worksheet, and so they fill that out ahead of time. That way, in the marketing audit, you can review that and spend more time brainstorming ideas, brainstorming solutions, teaching them how to leverage and optimize those assets rather than simply doing background questioning and getting information about their business. Okay? So they can fill that out, and ideally you'd want them to perhaps fax that to you, you know, ahead of the meeting, or at least have it ready for you when you get there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay? So anyway, that's how this whole little system is set up, and you know, we're encouraged about the possibilities here, and we'll just have to see how it works out. So any questions, or you feel okay about that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.